You've tuned in just in time. We are 10 minutes away from the easiest quiz in the world. Your chance to win $2,000 with that coming up at 8.
The easiest $2,000 you'll ever make. And in that short period of time, too. 30 seconds.
Legally. Let's be real. Legally.
Exactly.
It's 7:51. Good morning from the Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Mark, Kim, and Lee. And we are so proud as a show and as individuals to be taking part in the Raise Craze fundraiser for breast cancer with the MUHC Foundation and the Vie en Rose Foundation, raising important money for breast cancer research.
Exactly. And every dollar we raise goes such a long way because La Vie en Rose Foundation is matching every dollar up to $25,000. So that 10, 50, 75 bucks that you could give is literally double. So yes, it's huge.
Shout out to Anthony and his family, by the way, who they texted me yesterday to tell me that they made a donation. Thank you so much. Every amount counts. And we on the show decided to also kind of raise awareness and get the conversation going by doing something a little flashy. We dyed our hair pink.
Oh, flashy, really? Didn't notice.
Are you getting any comments? Like, what are the reactions you're getting, Lee?
It's unbelievable. So even people I know, they're like, are kind of taken aback when they first see me. If you haven't seen my hair, by the way, you should go check it out. It's wild.
It's neon. It's neon pink, and so is Kim's.
So the most interesting thing that's happened is being at IGA out in Hudson, and I felt the looks of particularly some of the older women. Because listen, I'm a large guy. I'm covered in tattoos, and now I have very bright hair. Like,
I wanted to tell you you're scary, but you're saying it yourself.
So it is. Like, it is
no,
a little...
No, it actually suits you. It really does.
But if you don't know me, it might be a bit much. And I felt the looks. I felt the judgment. I didn't really enjoy it. But because I go there regularly, I finally get to the cash, and they're behind me. And the cashier is like, so Lee, what's up with the hair? And I'm like, well, I'm doing it to raise awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and partnered with the MUHC Foundation. And I felt, didn't even look at the women, I felt their demeanor completely change.
Of course.
Because they felt bad for judging me. I'm doing this for you, for all the women out there, because if my uncomfortability of just sparking a conversation can make a difference in this world, then it's all worth it, right? Yeah. That's what this is about.
I think ultimately where we want to get to is to the point where nobody has to hear the words, you have cancer, right? And Kim, you've been there, right? So you know what that feels like. And I think that's what worth striving for as a team.
Yeah, the sad thing, I mean, I think everybody listening has an experience or knows somebody who unfortunately went through cancer or breast cancer. And that's the point of the fundraiser. You can head over to our website at thebeat925.ca. And if you thought Lee was scary with pink hair, wait until he has no hair. We're going to be shaving our heads coming up at the end of the month. We'll be broadcasting live from the hospital. October 30th, we'll both be shaving our heads.
Oh, that's awesome. Can't
wait. Looks like a bowling ball. I'm not really looking forward to that.
Justin Timberlake is coming up. Easiest quiz in the world is on the way as well. And we'll take a look at our headlines right now with Kim. As Montreal marked yesterday's one-year anniversary of the Israel-Hamas war with vigils and with protests.
There was a vigil at McGill and a protest at Concordia. Montrealers on both sides of the conflict gathered in the city yesterday. And while police presence was maximized, there were no major incidents. In the past year, more than 340 protests related to the Israel-Hamas war have happened. And just over 100 arrests related to those protests have taken place in Montreal. And less than 2 weeks since Hurricane Helene and their evacuations underway along Florida's Gulf Coast for Hurricane Milton. Now, Milton dipped down to a Category 4 overnight, and while it should drop to a Category 3 before it does make landfall tomorrow, it's likely to keep growing in size, meaning it will reach a much larger area. It's already being called one of the most destructive hurricanes on record. And the CRTC wants Canada's big three telecoms to lower their international roaming fees. Bell, Rogers, TELUS have until November 4th to show the CRTC what concrete steps they're taking to get those roaming fees down. If they do not make what they're calling significant progress, the CRTC will launch a formal public proceeding. Well, taking a look at that drive-in, met westbound, slow-moving Anjou to Côte-de-Liesse, 40 East, the Illatoire's backing into the 30-40 split. It's congested Côte-Vertu to Saint-Laurent, where we have a speed bump. And 20 East, that Gallipot back into Cardinal Léger, slows between Woodland and Sources and 55th to 1st. Now until Wednesday, visit PharmaPree for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. A PharmaPree exclusive. Restrictions apply. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
So you may need a little jacket and cleanse